sweet zombie Jesus.
Hello, and welcome to the Easter edition of Copacetic Sound, brought to you by CopaceticScene.com.
Trying to remember, but my feelings can't know for sure. Trying to reach out, but it's gone. Lucky stars in your eyes. I'm
Hold Your Terror Close by The Go Team from their awesome debut album Thunder, Lightning, Strike. And before that was Get Your Curse by His Name Is Alive from the album Detrola, which just came out earlier this year. And at the top of the set was a cover of Daniel Johnston's Walking the Cow from Kathy McCarty's tribute album Dead Dog's Eyeball. Mike and I went to see the documentary The Devil and Daniel Johnston this past week, and it was just incredible. So if it's playing anywhere around you, definitely go see it. It's really good, and I think Mike is going to have a review up on copacetticscene.com very soon now. So thank you so much again to everyone who is listening to this and who subscribed or listened to last week's podcast or subscribed using your iPod. It's very exciting and very kind of nerve-wracking to know that there are people out there listening to this, but I hope I can continue to use these podcasts to introduce you to some new bands or songs, or to even reintroduce you to some old favorites. And on that note, here is an old favorite of ours, the Sorleys. Mike and I were out running errands this afternoon, and for some reason, I just felt compelled to grab a Sorleys CD on our way out of the apartment, and listening to them again just reminded me of how really awesome they are. So, From their 1996 album, they spent their wild, youthful days in the glittering world of the salons. Here is In Her Many Newfound Freedom.
We'll be right back. By the nape of my neck, you can hand me down. To forge a little more in the quiet that we found. So just to say anything, you say that you love me. So much time you can waste on me. There's only so much time.
It's wild.
by Boston band The Fly Seville from their 1999 album Carousel, and it occurs to me that I should try and do a Where Are They Now write-up on those guys, because I haven't heard anything from them since. Before that was the track Birds of a Feather by Kind of Like Spitting, who are actually playing tonight at Chop Suey here in Seattle. And if we weren't pinching our pennies so tightly this month, I would be there right now instead of here at home on the couch making this podcast. But, oh well, what can you do? Before Kind of Like Spitting was the band Yum Yum with Apiary from their 1996 album, I think their only album, Dan Loves Patty. And there's actually a kind of interesting story about this band. Apparently, a couple of years after that album came out, there was like this huge 10-page article about the band in Harper's Magazine, in which the main guy behind Yum Yum, Chris Holmes, he claimed that the band was like just like this big ironic joke, and it was sort of, you know, meant to mock pop music, which is, I don't know, kind of weird. But apparently, though, people who knew the guy and people who had worked on the album said that he seemed pretty sincere about it at the time. So, who knows? Maybe that's another one for the copacetic Where Are They Now files. Before Yum Yum was the Canadian collective known as Broken Social Scene with Stars and Suns from the 2002 album You Forgot It in People, and at the top of that extra long set was the Swirlies with a very long song name from a very long album title. So that's it for yet another edition of Copacetic Sound. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you so much to Boogie Pop, who gave me some awesome advice on my first podcast, and hopefully the second podcast will sound a zillion times better as a result, so huge thank yous. I'm going to leave you with one final track from Rose Melberg, formerly of such bands as Tiger Trap and the Softies. She has a new album coming out on April 25th. It's called Cast Away the Clouds and is coming out on Double Agent Records. And if you live here in Seattle, I hope to see you at her CD release show, which is happening next Sunday, April 23rd at 4 p.m. And the show is being held at one of my favorite stores in Seattle, Valoria, which is where you can buy copacetic handmade goods, along with tons of other awesome crafty wares. And in fact, if I understand correctly, Rose is going to have some handmade purses that she made that you can buy straight from her. And opening the show is going to be Calvin Johnson. And rumor has it, those two are working on a special duet song to do at the show. But here now is a non-album track, a cover of The Time Has Come by 60s folk singer Ann Briggs. So thanks so much again for listening, and we hope to see you again next week.
Oh, my pain, don't you know? The time's come for me to go. Tomorrow the autumn fades, our love away. reason to my mind. Oh, babe, don't you know the time? The